Now, speaking of things fabulous and fashionable, if you've turned on your TV lately to watch any of the entertainment shows, chances are you know this sound.
Paris! Paris! How was the interview? How was the interview, Paris?
Paris!
Thank you.
Thank you. Looking back.
Looking beautiful.
All right, guys,
you said you move out. You give us a pass, guys.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good luck, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany. Thank you very much.
That's right. It's the paparazzi. The men and women who wait hours and hours outside of clubs and restaurants, even gas stations, for crying out loud, just to catch stars in the act of, well, doing pretty much anything. The stars complain about the paparazzi, and sometimes they even attack them. But for regular Joes, getting this kind of attention can be a big rush. I mean, if so many people want to take your picture, you must have made it, right? You must have arrived somewhere. You must be someone. Well, these days, all that special attention is not just for celebrities. You, too, can have your own paparazzi, your own personal paparazzi, any day of the week. Tanya Kaur is the founder of Celeb for a Day, a company which provides this very service, personal paparazzi, to anyone who wants to experience the sensation of being a celebrity for a day. And Tanya is on the phone with me right now. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What gave you this idea? How did you wake up one morning and say, I think there are people out there who want their own paparazzi following them around?
Well, you know, it's a little bit watching all the TV shows explode that are based around celebrities. And really, I was just watching, one day I was just watching the paparazzi on, you know, TMZ and thought, I wonder what that's like. And then being a photographer, I pretty much thought, well, I can actually find out or let somebody else find out. So,
and you figured other people must have had that same question. I wonder what that's like.
I was absolutely sure that somebody else had that question.
So how does it work? What do you give your clients who sign up for this?
So normally when they call us, we have them fill out a questionnaire about themselves that we're yelling personal information in public, just like they do for the real celebs, and we know about you. And then we follow them generally from one place to another. So if they're coming out of dinner, we catch them coming out of dinner, and normally it's about a 30-minute walk to wherever they're going, a bar or some other
venue. They pretend that they don't know you're going to be there?
Oh, they love
they're
it.
They're
like,
you've caught me. I'm coming out of the restaurant.
Sometimes it's a surprise, actually, for the person that we're doing it on. We've had a couple people hire us for surprise birthday parties and things like that. So that's real interesting when that happens as well.
And do people ever change their mind, like midway through this experience? Do they ever say, wait, this is annoying. I changed my mind. Go away.
We've had a couple people that were just didn't know what was going on. And had to have whoever was with them explain it. Like, look, no, I hire these people. It's all right. You can chill out. besides that, no. I mean, and once they figure it out, they love it. They get into it. It's like they become their very own publicist. Like, no comment.
No comment. You started this in Austin, but now you've moved your business to L.A. This is the mecca of paparazzi. How's that working out? I mean, you're competing with the big boys, right? The real paparazzi are there with the real celebs.
Yeah, I'd say that they weren't our competition, though. You know, we're like the waitress who sings happy birthday in the restaurant, you know. And they're pretty much the restaurant owners, so it's not quite the same. But it's all in good fun, and people love it. And I'd say that, you know, L.A., yeah, they're a little bit more used to paparazzi, but, you know, people in L.A. still look, so it's working out great.
And what do you do with the photos really quick? You just give them
In the end, we end up giving them an 8x10 print of a fake gossip magazine with the photos and the headlines on it.
Fame. We can all have it. You can have your own paparazzi. Tanya Kaur, founder of Celeb for a Day, thanks so much for explaining this phenomenon.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we did it. That's it for this edition of the Bryant Park Project. I'm Rachel Martin, filling in for Allison Stewart while she battles snow and airport delays to get back home. And hey, thanks, Corva Coleman, for keeping us apprised of the news.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm going out and getting my own paparazzi.
You think? I don't know. I'm not sold on this whole idea. I mean,
well,
maybe...
You go out and get some fashion. How about that?
I'll go get fashion. You go get famous, and we'll call it a day.
Works for me.
Thanks, everyone. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.